This is the music of Gorilla Toss, one of the headliners at a weekend music festival in Boston and Cambridge known as Hasselfest. It's an opportunity for so-called underground musicians in this area to play together and try to attract new fans. Amelia Mason from WBUR's Artery has more.
Twice a week, the four members of the post-punk band Pile meet in a cluttered Alston practice room with a case of beer in tow. After a couple drinks and as many cigarettes, they pummel the not-so-soundproof walls with their blistering music. Pile's tumultuous sound has earned them a small but devoted following. Playing in Boston, they say, is difficult because there are only a few small venues available for a band like theirs that draws about 200 people to a performance. Bassist Matt Carney and guitarist Matt Becker say it's a lot easier in other parts of the country. First, here's Carney.
For like a band that's not huge, there's like not many places to play in Boston.
There are a ton of musicians, so like, yeah. And it's unlike almost any other major city that have like a surplus of like bar venues to play. There are very few here.
But Pile and 47 other bands get a chance to be seen this weekend during the 7th annual Hasselfest. The festival, featuring performers primarily from Boston's underground music scene, has three venues, an Elks Hall, an art gallery, and its one traditional setting, Brighton Music Hall. Organizers of the festival are well known for staging shows in unorthodox spaces.
Like how many random venues have they like figured out how to do a show in over the years?
That's Pile guitarist Matt Becker.
Just like community centers and everything, you know, like video stores and like anything they could possibly pull off.
Hasselfest is organized by the publishers of the monthly alternative newspaper, The Boston Compass, and a music blog called Boston Hassle. Sam Patricus is one of the co-founders.
It's the only festival that happens in Boston that focuses on bands from the underground who, like, you know, don't have any sort of big label or like company or any person like backing them necessarily. It's great music.
The bands on the Boston Hassle lineup might be best described as weird or experimental. A lot of the music is almost unbearably loud and distorted. Some of it is eerie and electronic. And then there's Listening Woman.
What page are you on? Your legs are so wet. What page are you on? Your legs are
the eight-person group that employs a saxophone and drum machine, along with more traditional rock instruments, is led by Boston-based singer Katie McShane. She loves to throw the confines of genre to the winds. Listening Woman is one of 19 Hasselfest bands led by non-males. McShane says that underground rock bills don't usually look like that.
It's rare that you'll play a bill with other women or trans people or etc. It's mostly young white men getting together and playing shows, and the young white men don't like that either, by the way.
And organizers of Hasselfest say they'd like even more diverse lineups in the future. Again, co-founder Sam Patricus.
You know, we're trying to show the wide breadth of people who create interesting music, and I think the styles definitely go hand in hand with the diversity of the individuals, certainly. You know, we've always considered ourselves all-inclusive.
Over the next few days, organizers of Hasselfest hope to bring that all-inclusive, defiantly strange vision to an audience of at least 1,500 people. If all goes according to plan, it will be the biggest and weirdest Hasselfest yet. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Amelia Mason.
You can find a full lineup for Hasselfest on The Artery page of WBUR.org.